Gaming for Good, and it all starts tomorrow at the Red River College Polytechnic Campus. Picture this, more than 400 middle and high school students competing while also helping sick and injured kids in our community. And to explain what's going on, it's Melissa Burns, one of the event organizers. Tell us more.
This is the largest school esports event that has ever taken place in Manitoba.
And before you go on, what are esports?
So esports is competitive video games. So instead of just sitting at home playing by yourself, you're playing in competition with other people. And what some people don't recognize is it's actually a multi-billion dollar industry and globally based. And what we're doing as educators is we're bringing it into schools because we know that kids are gaming. All of our kids are gaming. And so we want to be intentional with that, allow them to bring their hobbies, their interests, their passions to school, and then use it as an opportunity for them to learn and develop.
And I mentioned there's students from all over involved with this.
So excited to be partnering with them for this event. We're going to have over 400 students from all over the province, including a bunch of our schools from the Manitoba First Nation school system are going to be coming hours and hours and hours to be participating in this event. And we've got panel discussions with all kinds of industry and tech leaders. We've got professional development for the teachers that are coming. We've got all kinds of exhibitors so students can really get a sense of not only what their passion is and be able to participate in it in this sense, but also see all the possibilities for potential career opportunities. We even have some scouts coming from other colleges across Canada to check out our students' talent.
And not only all that, but also there's a fundraising aspect to it to help the HSC Children's Hospital.
Something that we're trying to do is we are trying to really establish a culture of care with our young gamers. Yeah. And so what we've done is we've partnered with Extra Life Foundation to raise money for a portable ventilator for our children's hospital.
And for one, it's like $18,000.
It's a big purchase.
It is.
But we know the impact that it has. And this is something that's also personal to me, where my son is a cardiac kid. We've had many, many stays at the hospital and multiple surgeries. And we know the impact that these donations have, not only on the patients themselves, but on their families and on all the people who care for those young kids as well. And so the opportunity to now use this platform and to use these kids' passion in a way that gives back and contributes to the community is absolutely incredible.
No, you know what's incredible? You having to take on 400 kids.
Well, I couldn't do it alone.
Well, how can we do our part?
If you happen to be a fan of Twitch, you can always look up MSEA_GG to find us there, and you'll see all the games streamed throughout the day, and you'll see the donation drive going for the Children's Hospital Foundation through Extra Life, and there's all kinds of incentives you can unlock for the students. So we've got some teachers that are going to be on the hook to do some goofy things on air for us, which will be really fun. But they can also go to our website, which is www.mse.gg, so MSEA.gg, and they'll find a link to our donation page there. And any little bit helps.
It sure does. It all adds up. And I'll make sure I blog all that as well so they've got all the links. But good luck with the event tomorrow and Friday. And I'm going to try and stop on by too.
Oh, perfect.
Melissa Burns, thanks again.
Thank you so much.